This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated with Ryder and Lisa.
Well, first of all, underrated, giving you the finger and no one can see it because we're on the radio, not on TV.
Hey.
Here's two.
No, that's it then.
No, I have a real Nope. No, I have a real one.
That's it.
Come on.
My turn. Go ahead.
Underrated, letting out a really good sneeze
fart. Oh, I thought you were going to say because you just bucked one there a few minutes
ago.
No,
I didn't. Letting out. Can you tell when we're giving each other the finger? Letting out a really big, good sneeze when no one's around. I guess fart, too. Like, real mature Bradley.
Who's Bradley?
Wow. Show your age much. It's from Sticking Around. Classic 90s show.
Never heard of it.
What?
So, sweet reference. That also, even after you explain where it's from, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody knows that show.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Also underrated, the show. Sticking Around.
Okay, so you're saying letting out a big sneeze.
Oh, yes, because when you're in public, you have to hide it. Mm-hmm. And instead, you just make this really weird sound when you're trying to hold in your sneeze. It's like...
Yeah, yeah. And it like kind of hurts your head.
Yeah. And you look weird, too. You make this weird facial expression, and everyone's like, are you okay?
Apparently, a good sneeze is 1/8 an orgasm.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. Sneezing's pretty awesome. Like one of the ones where you can like smell your brain out.
I hate when you say that.
It's true, though. Try to smell it. The next time you have a huge sneeze, just smell after it. That's your brain air.
It's not brain air. It's snot.
Oh, your
snot
your brain
to your brain.
All right. I'm going underrated today. Eggs.
Oh, my God. That is so weird. I was going to do overrated eggs today. I'm not kidding, Ryder. That is so weird.
Well, you're so wrong.
No, they're gross.
I made an omelet yesterday. My God, it was delicious. It was easy. It was packed with protein. 3 egg whites, 2 yolks, because I'm a big boy. Need that cholesterol to function.
No.
But like ham, onion, put some guacamole and salsa on top. Get the hell out of here. It was incredible. It was healthy.
Is it fun to flip?
Quick. It was cheap. Fun to flip. Yeah. It's like a bit of a test to do it right. Get at me, eggs.
Eggs are gross.
You need them for cake. You need them for muffins. You need them for scrambled eggs. You can put them in protein shakes. Like, they're just so versatile and delicious.
Our friend is a pharmacist, and I mentioned once to her that my memory is really bad. And she's like, you need to eat more eggs. There's something in eggs that helps with memory loss. And she told Ryder to sneak eggs into food behind my back without me knowing. Do you put eggs in smoothies? Gross.
What?
What am I, Rocky? Rocky Balboa?
I liked how when she originally told you that you need to start eating eggs more to improve your memory. About a week later, you forgot.
Yeah.
Lisa will not drop the fact that she referenced a kids' TV show.
Yeah, 96, circa.
That I didn't watch. And is convinced everyone knows what this show is. So we need to do a poll.
Have you seen or have you heard of Sticking Around? We've got Scradley, a.k.a. Bradley.
Oh, what a cool nickname.
Well, Bullied. That's what the bully called him. Lance. We got Dill, who would always say, holy mackerel. And they'd always be saying, real mature Bradley, his sister. Nobody's seen this. I'm convinced 100% everybody listening has watched that show. You just, I don't know, didn't have a TV growing up. I don't know what's wrong with
you.
Listen,
there's going to be some texts that people that have seen this. I just have to assume, though, that I've been with it with kids' TV shows and with, like, pop culture. The fact that I have never even heard of this show tells me that the majority of people listening will have no idea what you're talking about.
Ryan just wrote in saying, say it, don't spray it, Bradley. Christy is now quoting it too. Hey, you guys, loved sticking around. It was on YTV.
That was the Goonies. Hey, you guys.
No, it's also from, it was actually originally, just kidding. When did the Goonies come out?
Like 81.
Okay, fine. This is a 96. Matt says, I still say it. I still quote it. Okay, but I'm also ignoring all the texts from people that are saying,
I know you are. I know you are. Because you're like, I see your eyes reading the top text, and then I just see it like scroll, 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 reading the bottom text. What do you think? What do you think the like the percentage is? A solid 60% have no idea.
60% have seen it, I'd say. Okay. Ryder, I'm serious. Go look at the text line.
Okay, Bradley, you can say that again.
You're doing it wrong. Holy, it's real mature, Bradley.
Holy macaroni.
No!
Play 107.
My story today is local, and it involves you. Hope Mission, we all found out last week that their warehouse caught fire, including hundreds of winter jackets and hygiene products that were just about to get distributed to Edmonton's and area's most vulnerable. So they put this out there for Edmonton to please step up and donate underwear, sweatpants, gloves, coats, jackets, shirts, socks, long johns, hoodies, everything. They have two locations for drop-offs, and Ryder and I decided, you know what? If you have a big bag, we'll come grab it and we'll donate it. And there are so many amazing people in this city that reached out to us with their donations, and we only stopped by two locations yesterday, and we were like pushing bags into the vehicle. We could barely fit them. Today, we have, I think, 12 stops after the show today.
Awesome.
So thank you to everybody who has gathered that and rallied people at work to bring them in. So not only that, but I'm just reading here on Hope Mission's Twitter that Edmonton Afghan Charitable Society gave them 89 boxes of winter clothing. They had a surplus and decided to bless them with an incredible amount of donations. So that's great to see as well. Oh, and also,
a hockey team. St. Albert Saints?
No, the Spruce Grove Saints.
Oh, Spruce Grove Saints.
They donated 100 jackets and hoodies.
Awesome.
So cool to see that.
The companies that stepped up yesterday and were very thankful for was WD Co. Auto. Thank you to them.
Yep.
And then Kentucky Bluegrass was the other company. And they just loaded us up with donations. So, yeah, honestly, thank you so much. Without you guys, we'd do these things and they wouldn't work. And our boss would be like, yeah, nice try, idiot.
Tell me something good.
They seem to work really well.
Yeah.
My story is about a teen who was hoping to win districts in his running meet. And he was ripping. There was a guy ahead of him that ended up passing out. His legs collapsed on him. And they had about a mile left in their race. Sorry, they had less than 400 meters to go at the race. The runner stopped because he knew this guy had beat him in the past. And he knew that he was the better runner and deserved to go to districts. So he picked him up and helped him get to the finish line.
Before him?
Before him.
Oh, my God, that's so beautiful. I love that.
Tell me something good.
Also, not really how sports works, but I guess in running, maybe. I would never do that.
Have you ever met a runner? They have the most empathy. They're usually named Greg, but it's spelled with two G's at the end. They love trail mix.
Okay.
And they bury their poop when they go camping. Like if they poop in the woods, they're good people.
Mm.
And they make sure nobody can see it. Trust me. I know these things.
Yeah, I feel like you're talking about just one runner that you've met. But all right.
They're all named Greg.
Play 107.
Time for Trick and Treat, where we mess with somebody and then hook them up with a prize for being a good sport. So we got Natalie today. She wants to mess with her man, Braden. And I did some digging. I just said, like, who out of the two of you knows vehicles better? She said, oh, he does for sure. I don't know, like a crazy amount. I was like, all right, well, we can maybe work with that. Because I saw a trend going around online where people are telling their car snob friends that they're being dinged a lot of money to get air in the tire. And these people just lose it, whether it's dad, a husband, a wife, like.
Yeah, videos of you on speakerphone with them. Some people have shown screenshots of text conversations with their dad or their partner. It's super funny.
So we wanted to start with that and then also see where else it can go. So let's do this. We've got Natalie on the phone. She's ready to rip. And as soon as Braden answers, it's game on.
Hey, in Fort Saskatchewan here, I got to go to Gary's Auto because this guy was pointing at my tire this morning when I was on the grid road just over here. So I kind of stopped and told me it was, like, low, my tire. So I'm just in here waiting, and the guy's trying to tell me, hold on. So he's trying to tell me he wants to charge $50 per tire, but it's only my one tire. Like, what should I do?
For what? Your tire pressure sensors?
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Why are you in Fort Sask? Are your tires low?
Well, yeah, I guess. Like, my light was on, the guy was pointing. But then he was also telling me, like, I was a little low in, like, headlight fluid or something, and to top it off, he wanted $50.
Headlight fluid?
Yeah.
Are you f***ed?
Well, no.
Get the f*** out of there. Are you f***ing serious? Tell him to go f*** himself.
Yeah.
Can I talk to him? Hey, man, what's up?
What, headlight fluid?
Yeah, it's a little low. I also found the cigarette lighter in the car. I'm only going to charge you $25 for your installation on that.
Who the f*** is this?
It's Ryder and Lisa calling for Play 107.
Wow, okay.
Natalie wanted to nominate you for Trick and Treat. So
pardon my language.
We tricked you, and now you both get treats, which is $50 gift cards to Body Polish Day Spa.
Oh, wow. Thanks, you guys. Awesome. You're my favorite.
You're welcome. I wonder if they can clean up your language when you go.
Right?
Jesus. Sorry, man. I swear like a sailor, I'm a construction worker.
Play 107.
So, is this true? Perms are making a solid comeback?
That's what people are saying.
What goes around is all around.
What goes around curls around.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, though, that perms would be making a comeback.
You had a perm.
Do we have to bring this up?
Yeah, I think we do. I think it's important.
Okay, yes, I had a perm.
What grade?
6.
I feel like a lot of people that went to junior high with me,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the guys who wanted the ideal hockey hair also got perms, but just never told any of us that it was a perm. I could be wrong.
I used to just do the flip with my hand.
No, you
I could
didn't.
Put my hat on and then I'd do the flip. So I had the wings, but no, like mom convinced me that I'd look awesome with a perm. And I got it done, and when I walked in the house, my dad saw me, who was like a farmer from Saskatchewan, hardworking dude, didn't have too much to say most of the time, looks up and goes, "You're spending far too much time with your mother."
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then goes back eating.
Do you think your mom wanted you to get a perm because your hair was so thin and like stuck against your head that she was like, oh, maybe if I bring him into a salon and he gets a perm, it can get some volume.
Yeah, either that or she was just hoping I'd get more wedgies at school. And that went on for years until I figured out the best way to confuse the bullies is just not wear underwear.
So they started to try and hang you from your underwear, but there was nothing down there.
Then you just be like, nice try, pervert.
Keep digging. Got you good.
I definitely got a perm. Definitely regret it. I look back at my grade 6 picture is like full, robust, perm. And then by grade 7, the start of grade 7, I had like grown it out, but it was still really curly just on the ends.
Yikes.
It was really awful. There was 2 years there where I looked ridiculous. I mean, maybe I looked cute, but
I feel like the grass is always greener on the other side. Like me over here as somebody who has extremely wavy hair. It's thick. It's coarse.
Yeah, yeah. Brag some more.
No, I'm saying I would love to have really straight hair that dries naturally straight because you could always curl it if you wanted to.
Gotcha. But can't you straighten it if you want
to? Yeah, but it's a process. It takes forever. You got to go over it like 6 times and then your hair is fried. So
isn't that the exact same as curling it? It takes forever. 6 times your hair is fried after doing it.
Maybe you're right.
All right. I know more about hair than you. That's puzzling.
It's very puzzling.
I have roughly none of it.
Now. Here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales!
You can submit your stories. We're doing this all month here on the show.
Mm-hmm. One more week
All you have to do is email me rider@play107.com, and I might just give you a ring and ask you for details. Fire away.
I was living in Calgary, and this happened in 2013, so not all that long ago. Living in a basement suite as a single woman, I went to bed. I'm sleeping on my back, and all of a sudden, I felt somebody on me, and I thought somebody broke into my apartment. But when I opened my eyes, there was a haze in front of me. I couldn't see a physical body. I was seeing through it, but not seeing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I purposely moved my head to the right around this haze. It was perfectly clear, no haze. So then I'm getting shaky just telling this story.
I bet.
I looked back, this haze is still there. And it had glowing eyes, very, very sharp, jagged teeth. And I'm like, oh my God, right? And so then it lunged forward towards my head. I screamed, but I shook my head because I've seen enough horror stories that I didn't want it to go into my body. So anyway, it got off me and went into the left-hand corner of my bedroom in a dark mass. But there was only a face in that dark mass. And I'm just sitting there watching it. I couldn't move. Eventually, just went towards the outside wall. And as it rushed towards the outside wall, it got smaller and disappeared.
Well, I'm not sleeping tonight.
Okay, you want to know the scariest part about that story?
What's that?
She doesn't even own a cat. Did anyone else hear the cat in the background?
Terrifying. So you're a little confused. You want to wear your niece and nephew out tomorrow night because they're having a sleepover and you want like them to sleep.
Yeah, they usually get so excited and then they don't fall asleep.
Right.
It stresses me out because I know they have to get up early the next morning for hockey practice, lacrosse, or ringette practice.
Right.
So how do you tire kids out when they're 6 and 5? What do you do?
Well, I have some options. I mean, I have a 9-year-old, so I've been there.
Okay, hit us up on the text line if you have kids and what you do to make them fall asleep easily on a Saturday night.
I think the best bang for your buck is swimming.
Okay.
Especially if there's a water slide, because they'll just hit the stairs over and over and over and their poor legs just dead by the time they hit the mattress. I would say those climbing places are really fun. Like there's a few of those that are vertically inclined on 63rd is like a cool.
Do I have to do it? Because I'm scared of heights.
No, but you should be there with them, I guess. There's a clip and climb place. It's really fun. Kids like that. I got a good idea. We got James from next door, the little person that works over there.
Yeah.
He has all kinds of costumes, including he's got one that's like a gnome. Why don't you dress him up, get them to bring like their rain gear.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain on Saturday.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
See, that doesn't help because I usually would bring him to the park.
Get him hiding in like a walking trail near the house, and the kids have to go on an adventure to find the gnome in the bush.
You think if I call up James and say, hey, do I have to pay him?
Yeah, probably. But you know how expensive swimming and climbing is?
Is it?
Well, yeah. You could pay Jimmy a case of beer and he'd do it.
Okay, this text, we give my 6-year-old a melatonin gummy.
Okay.
Sarah wrote in saying Benadryl, laugh out loud.
We're not baby drugging. We can wear them out with natural causes.
Well, melatonin's natural.
I know, but not as natural as walking through the rain in search for the drunk garden gnome.
Yeah, true. He would be drunk. That's too scary.
Especially if we paid him with the beer.
Especially if he was hiding in a bush.
Or like under a bridge.
Ooh, a real troll.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay, what is wrong with our text line today? A good shot of brandy?
No, guys.
What is happening?
You know why? The parents are too busy dropping off their kids at school to give actual advice, and we just got all the hooligans texting in right now.
It's so true.
On Play 107.
So earlier, I brought it to everyone's attention that perms are potentially making a comeback, but there's something else that is starting to become popular on TikTok, fashion runways, and we need to talk about it. Under eye circles.
Like tired circles?
They're purposely making people have tired eyes on the runway, so darkening right underneath the eyeballs.
Really? That's a strange one.
I know.
I did read years ago in some magazine or on some article that people often found dark circles under eyes attractive in the opposite sex without even really knowing, just because it showcased that they were hardworking.
So I shouldn't look well rested, because some people are like, you're lazy.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it was just a subconscious attraction.
That's really interesting.
So maybe they're now just bringing it to the forefront. There's also been some celebrities get quite big, especially recently, that have dark eyes under their circles, like Machine
dark
Gun Kelly.
Dark eyes under their circles.
Sorry, dark circles under their eyes. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, that's true.
Pete Davidson.
He's Vince got Vaughn.
B-hole eyes, yeah.
And B-hole eyes.
Yeah, that's what they called Pete Davidson's eyes. And he was really offended by it, but like, he's made a living out of chirping other people and hurting other people's feelings. So like
butthole?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to have to look into that. If you're listening right now and maybe perhaps you're a new mom, look at you. The no sleep trend. You're killing it. You look amazing, sweetie.
You're killing it. Yeah, yeah. Get on stage.
I do feel like us as morning radio hosts, we get up quite early. A lot of people in the city do. When I drive into work, there's quite a few vehicles on the road already.
Yeah.
We are fashionable. We did it before it was cool. So yeah. shout out to us.
Big ups, everybody. Keep not sleeping as much as you'd like to.
Yeah, I guess.
Ryder and Lisa. Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.